turns out the owners of the satirical news site The Onion are not the winners of Alex Jones' InfoWars show, after all. The Onion was told that it had the winning bid in a bankruptcy auction last month. Late last night, a federal bankruptcy judge rejected that deal, saying the offer and process were flawed. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following the story. So, Tovia, help us understand what exactly happened here. Why did the judge rule this way?
Yeah, we could all use a little help understanding what happened here. But basically, the judge said he didn't believe the auction was fair to bidders because it wasn't a level playing field, he said. But also the judge says it wasn't fair to the Sandy Hook families who are owed over $1 billion in damages from Jones.
And those are the families who sued Jones for defamation because he repeatedly kept saying the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut never actually happened.
Right. And then Jones' followers harassed and threatened those families for years. So the judge said the Onion offer was just too low. He said money was left on the table. And he blamed the trustee who oversaw the process for using sealed bids instead of a live auction. But families are actually disappointed, especially those who offered to give up some of their proceeds from the sale to help put the Onion's bid over the top. And I'll just add, this is really all the more poignant now, coming as it is just days from the 12th anniversary of the school shooting. It's already the hardest time of year for many of these families.
Wow. Now, does this mean that Alex Jones can keep hosting InfoWars? I mean, what has he been saying about this decision?
Well, as you might expect, he's thrilled that the deal has been stopped because, yes, this deal would have kicked Jones out of his studio and he would have lost the brand and the audience that he's built up over decades, not to mention equipment and intellectual property and other things. But now Jones gets to stay put, at least for the moment. And being the conspiracy theorist that Alex Jones is, he's been saying this is all just another example of corruption and collusion. Here's a bit of what he sounded like last night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we can celebrate the judge doing the right thing with the most ridiculous, fraudulent auction known in human history. I mean, it is frickin' cuckoo bird, okay? Absolute bonker land.
I should say that the judge rejected any such allegation of a rigged process or bad faith behavior, these allegations that have been made by Jones and from the losing bidder, which is a business linked to Jones called First United American Companies.
Now, does this all mean that the auction will have a do-over now? I mean, what happens now?
It's very unclear. The judge wants the trustee to sell InfoWars in a way that will bring in more money, but how to do that, he said, is up to the trustee. And by the way, the judge wants to hear the new plan in 30 days. So that's going to be a tall task. But I guess what we do know is that this means additional delay for families waiting to put this behind them. I spoke to Bruce Markell, who's a former federal bankruptcy judge and now a Northwestern Law School professor. He calls the judge's decision shocking and also disappointing.
It seems that the good was held hostage to the better, and the cost of dealing with Alex Jones, an obstreperous debtor, if ever there was one, just keep mounting.
I'll just add that this whole auction process and then the legal challenges were quite onerous for the bidders, but InfoWars does need to be sold to someone somehow. So we'll see if any new people want to get into the mix and if either the winning or losing bidder from this past round kind of has the stomach to try again.
All right, that's NPR's Tovia Smith. Tovia, thanks.
Thank you.
And after Toby and I spoke, The Onion sent NPR a statement from CEO Ben Collins. He says he's deeply disappointed in the judge's decision, but The Onion will continue working to bring the Sandy Hook families, quote, a positive outcome for the horror they endured. He also says they'll keep working to purchase InfoWars.